Prospects and challenges for Indian exports post FTAs. CMA Padmanabhan Satish Kumar. EXDGM, Finance. BHEL Hardware. Abstract. Despite being the fastest growing economy compared to its peers, India still awaits quantum growth mainly in manufacturing segment, which seems difficult unless merchandise exports grow substantially. Also, in order to overcome export stalemate from the recent global shocks, it was imperative to finalize FTAs with diverse nations to reach wider markets and ensures uninterrupted supply chain for essential imports. In view of the same, review of the potential of Indian exports under the holistic implications of the FTAs and other current developments is important, so that long-term substantial benefits of these initiatives are realized and exports improved through concentrated efforts from all stakeholders. This is also vital for convergence with the country's overall development and Viksit Bharat at 2047 goals, apart from overall improvement of people-centric development in the Global South through these frameworks. However, certain improvements in policies can still enhance framework for better results. A. Introduction and objectives. Despite commendable growth in the last few years, Indian exports are still well below its optimum potential. As India aims for an ambitious annual export target of $2 trillion, goods and services, by 2030, from current $850 billion levels, resolving the stagnation and risks under the merchandise exports is crucial, and thus the recent FTAs needs closer review to understand future prospects and challenges. B. Basis and methodology. The article, based on current developments against the backdrop of current data from WTO and GOI's Ministry of Commerce on exports, thus makes an attempt to analyze the future prospects and challenges. C. FTAs and emerging global trends. I. FTAs, recent set of FTAs has huge trade potential for Indian products mainly related to its labor-intensive sectors, since the preferential reach of them has now expanded to nearly 70% of the world markets, are #3, especially under the EU FTA, which has given India MFN status for next 5 years, are #4. Agricultural exports stands to gain substantially, are #5, while Indian manufacturers have already started exploring newer and wider markets, are #6, which has also commendably highlighted under the recent reports of SBI, are #7, and RBI, are #8. The best part of the FTA seems to be the preferential status of India's exports to these countries, are #9, like 99% of Indian goods under the UK FTA will be eligible for zero duty. However, FTAs are only enablers, and this needs to be suitably capitalized by the Indian producers and businesses, and hence the PM also stressed that the next economic transformation crucially depends on the decisive response of the Indian businesses, are #10, for which the quality, competitive cost, and successful market diversification, are #11, will be most crucial aspect in the future. Despite some sectional misgivings, these FTAs has vastly expanded the scope of Indian business to expand substantially, suggestion S #1. 2. Global supply chain. FTAs could not only expand India's export, but also enable to diversify their risky imports, and hence will be crucial for securing supply chain for its manufacturing sector. Recent tension in the Middle East has induced the nation to expand the sources of its energy procurement beyond the conventional blocks, are #12. Also, supply agreements with Chile, Our hashtag 13, Brazil and Pax Silica Pact. Our hashtag 14, our focus to ensure supply of rare earth inputs vital for its automobile, RE, and other critical industries. Similarly, even the recent dominance and rising cost of solar components from China, our hashtag 15, needs focused resolution. S hashtag 2. As stated by the Secretary General of BSEC, the world cannot ignore reglobalization, as since both globalization as well as WTO is unable to resolve the present crisis and realignments, our hashtag 16. 3. AI Impact Summit 2026, the New Delhi Summit hosted 118 nations, 89 of whom supported the final declaration, our hashtag 17, for responsible and democratic use of AI for benefit of masses under regulated governance. India's PM emphasized on Manav ideals, our hashtag 18, for human-centric AI applications where human and AI will work together for greater benefits of all. Goy also detailed a five-layer AI strategy accessible to all through specialized AI models and investing in compute infrastructure aligning AI progress with development. Our hashtag 19, use of AI in improving weather forecasting, climate actions, agricultural production, productivity gains, etc., will be focused under an oversight framework for minimizing its negative impacts. Our hashtag 20. XPM of UK reflected Britain's best decision from a similar summit of 2023 hosted by them in the form of creation of AI security institutes with technical capability to evaluate the risks. He also said that AI is bound to disrupt employment but can be minimized with right preparations through policy and skills. Our hashtag 21. S hashtag 3. 4. Other incidental developments. Improvement in corruption index ranking, our hashtag 22, new labor codes, our hashtag 23, proposed reforms in customs regulations, our hashtag 24, macroeconomic stability, our hashtag 25, and gift city operations, our hashtag 26, etc. should improve ease of doing business and enable private companies to invest more to capitalize the frameworks of FTAs. However, challenges like recent USA and Chinese objections at WTO on Indian PLI scheme, our hashtag 27, and infrastructure inefficiencies for seafood, etc., our hashtag 28, are likely to hinder exports. Export diversification focus like steel now looking for newer market due to Europe CABM impacts, our hashtag 29, and India having now the experience and capacity to deliver practical and scalable solutions for Global South, our hashtag 30, could minimize export risks for India. S hashtag 4. E. SWOT analysis of India emerging now for global trade. Strengths, technical manpower, surplus agricultural produce, rich mineral base, MSMEs supply chains, young workforce and lower labor cost, rising purchasing power of expanding middle class, technological advancement. Weakness, status quo mentality, skill deficit among educated, non-commensurate private investments, manufacturing sectors underperformance, global supply chain risks, high finance and logistic cost, etc. Opportunity expanding global market, GOI policy supports, growing demand for generic, herbal, and Ayurvedic products, cultural advantages, China plus one factor, general and medical tourism, demand for organic and coarse food, solar alliances, global pursuits, infrastructure, skill exports, etc. threats, cybersecurity, AI's risks, regional tensions, uncertain long-term policy, growing income disparity, technological obsolescence, inadequate domestic R&D, lower than best global ease of doing business. #5. F. Suggestions for further consolidation. #1. Holistic and futuristic growth prospects, instead of segmental and sectional challenges, needs to be capitalized by the Indian businesses, as probably no FTA can ideally cover the needs of 100% stakeholders. #2. While the short-term solution for critical supply chain can't ignore source diversification, India needs to secure more and more indigenous means to replace the items critical for supply chain security. #3. AI has good scope for raising world economy and welfare provided it can be regulated for the specified purpose in good intent, and India's vision and efforts in that direction may need flexible implementation. #4. Emerging situations and policies should ease the framework for greater exports, but for some timely corrections to overcome the challenges, but the overall policy directive seems to be well inclined. #5. SWOT analysis gives us an overall optimistic picture as potential can be fully capitalized while the threats and weakness needs specific flexible policy resolutions in the long run. G. Conclusion. India could do well to integrate its macro policies on exports growth, manufacturing sector consolidations and leadership of the Global South, and hence these FTAs and other trends noted seem suitable for expediting faster export-driven economic growth of the nation towards the Viksit Bharat at 2047 goals. However, ultimately the success of the FTAs for growth of business and nation depends on the business maturity of all the stakeholders to work progressively under the constantly changing global markets. They must be ready to proactively optimize their own businesses' trough competitive cost and quality improvements in line with the ecosystems and support infra build by GOI, and work positively and refrain from lost markets and governments' financial supports while focusing on the diversified market for real growth.